Imagine now that you're in a fine restaurant. You've ordered an expensive bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon. The wine steward opens it, and you hear this. Well, that distinctive pop may soon be a sound of the past. Frank Pryl writes about wine for the New York Times in this past week. He wrote that bottlers of premium wines, such as the Napa Wine Company, have started to use screw tops for some of their clients. Mr. Pryl is on the phone. Mr. Pryl, what is the advantage of the screw top over the cork?
Screw top is reliable. It's easy to use. The problem with corks over the years has been many of them are tainted with some sort of a mold that gets into the wine, gets into the smell of the wine and the taste of the wine.
Hmm.
You don't have to worry about that with a screw top. And, of course, you don't have to have a corkscrew.
So how about a couple goes into a restaurant, they get this pricey bottle of wine, and they hear this. How do you think they're going to react?
Well, that is the biggest problem right now, because everything in wine is image. The long-term image of good wine is the whole business of sommeliers, wine stewards, pulling the corks and handing the cork to the customer and having him smell it or whatever one does. And people who really like wine and spend a lot of time with it are not that interested in how they open the bottle.
What about those synthetic corks that were touted a few years ago? And some wineries are actually using them. But why aren't they working out?
They've had some of the same problem. One of the little wineries out in California 2 years ago, I think it was, they had two whole vintages in which they used these plastic corks. All had to be thrown out because the people who made the plastic corks had changed the formula or something like that. And the taste was bad because of these plastic corks.
The Plump Jack Winery in California was one of the first high-end vintners to actually use the screw top back in 1997. And they say that their reserve Cabernets age for 15 to 20 years. How do you think the screw caps are going to hold up as the wines age?
They're going to hold up well. The great chateaus in France use screw tops for their library wines, which is the wines they keep for themselves for comparison and for laboratory work. They use screw tops because they know that the screw tops are perfect seals and keep the wine for a long, long time.
Mm. Do you think the screw top is actually going to replace the cork?
If common sense has anything to do with it, it certainly will. Common sense doesn't always rule in these matters. I did talk to a winemaker in California who's just switching over to them. I talked to him last week, and he said confidently that there would be 80% of the wine business would have switched over within another 10 years. He may be a little optimistic, I'm not sure, but I think that it will happen.
One more thing. I realize that there are some wines that are sold in boxes.
Yep.
But there's an Australian company, Woomba Wines, is planning to offer wine in a pop-top can. What do you think?
I think at that point I may become a traditionalist, too.
Frank Pryl is the wine columnist for the New York Times. Thanks a lot.
Okay.